Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you joining us again on another one of these Business of Digital podcast episodes. Grateful for you joining us as always. And we got Dave over there. How's it going, bud?
It is going.
All right, so we're just going to jump into this one.
Much like my sub pump. Sorry. It's been raining nonstop here in the Chicagoland area.
Hey, at least
you're like, what? What's rain?
Yeah, what's rain and what's a sub pump? Actually, I know what it is. At least it's working.
Oh, it's been. It's been working hard. I'm very grateful that it's working.
Well, I'm just saying because I had another friend talk about coming home to a flooded basement. So,
based on the amount of rain, I saw someone post that the Chicago River's so high that, you know, along the thing, there's picnic tables that I believe are chained down.
Wow.
And they're chained down, as I learned today, so that they don't float away.
Oh, wow. That's the reason. It's not what I would have thought
that
for
makes
Chicago.
Because it's right along the river. I'm like, I always just thought so that no one would take it.
Yeah.
But I go, maybe it's for both.
Well, you guys don't care about that. So
let's just jump into it.
We're going to talk Google Search Console today, but also, you know, we usually like to take a little bit of time to talk about what we've done, where we're speaking and things like that. But because the world's kind of on shutdown, there's not a whole lot of that going on, except for the fact that Mr. Dave here actually did do some recording for MDMC. And so I'm going to let him talk about that, jump into that, and we'll go from there today for you guys.
And MDMC is the Midwest Digital Marketing Conference. So I've spoken at that one. This was my third year.
Oh, wow.
I think third year in a row. Yeah, it's down in St. Louis usually. So in April.
Is that the one where you get to go down there and harass Ben?
Yep, that's usually where I grab a pint or at least a lunch with Mr. Ben, Mr. Schizo.
Ben
he goes
Cook,
by
Tim
Ben now, doesn't he? He goes by Ben Cook on Twitter.
He does.
He's... Goober.
He's getting
you're a goober, Ben.
He's getting old and wiser and family man, and you know.
It's only pictures of babies now. He's not arguing on Twitter. What does the
as
world
much.
Come to?
I know, right?
What does the world come to? Ben's using his name and not arguing on Twitter.
Of course, you could say something about the Cardinals, and he will argue.
Yeah, they suck.
You, but there you go.
Season's not even in. They suck. No, but it's a cool conference, and actually, it's really large. Up until two years ago was the first time they'd gone to 2 days. And up until then they'd been doubling, the number of people, and it's run by the university right downtown, St. Louis. So it's actually one of the most affordable conferences. And I think for like the 2 days, I forget what the nonprofit is, but it's like only $100, maybe two at the most. And so I think the last time last year, it was like 1500, 1800, 22,000 people or so.
Wow.
And so this year, because of everything, they actually flipped it, pushed it back a month or so. We're recording this the week right before as it's going live. There's 2 days of a free virtual conference that you're going to kind of miss because of recording this during that. But starting next week, there's also still about 80 sessions spread out over 4 or 5 days. So
for
each day
bucks.
For $99.
That's insane. And just from a couple of the people that you've talked to me that are going to be on it, yourself included, I mean, that's very good value.
And there's a ton, and it covers social media, email. I saw there's something about VR, talks about business side. Last year I was on a panel and we talked about analytics and data, Google Search Console, Google Analytics, all sorts of stuff, but also just like data in HubSpot and Salesforce. And there was a lot of questions asked that were way beyond my pay grade and what I deal with. But, there was also lots of questions just kind of all over the board, but there's a ton of stuff. Simon Heseltine was supposed to talk on an SEO panel. I believe his is going live. And if you don't know who he is, he's a former guest. He's worked at AOL. Where's he at now? RV Trader or something like that.
Yeah,
he's at a couple places.
Well, I was thinking for anyone that's listening to this, even after this is aired, you could probably find the link to all the, I'm guessing you'll be able to find the link to all the,
I think, the, yeah, some of it'll be on demand. And if even, I think the $99 will get you everything recorded. They just sent out an email today where they're asking all of the speakers to do a 30-minute Q&A at some point during the day that your session goes live. So it's not interactive, but they're making it, they found out a way to make it interactive, like we're going to do a little Zoom. So if there's a speaker and you watch their session and you don't get your answer, you can join the Q&A and, you know, jump in there with the moderator and the speaker and ask a question.
Perfect.
So yeah, like $99 to see all the sessions and still have a chance to ask your question. And for those that don't like to be in public and ask the question, you can hide behind, there is no video for you. It's, you know, it's a Zoom type of probably setup of some sort. And, you know, you can use a fake name and just ask your question.
So
totally hide.
Yes. So, Google Search Console.
Yes. Oh, the real topic. Yes.
The real topic.
Oh, we should talk about that. So yeah, I did my presentation, which was interesting because Google's made so many changes, was 30 minutes of intro on Google Search Console. And then I talked for about 20 minutes on the deeper dive stuff, and tools. And one of the things that I found most interesting as I looked is just how many tools are out there that use Google Search Console. Now, it's a really long list. I think even from a Moz, Raven, some of the older tools, but a Search Metrics, you can then go into Deep Crawl, Screaming Frog, OnCrawl, Jet Octopus, what's the other one I'm forgetting? SEMrush brings it in. I'm looking at my...
SpyFu? No?
I don't know if they do...
Regardless, we'll have all these listed on the website for you, as always.
We'll have a bunch, yeah. But there's just like, there's reporting tools. There are analysis tools. So reporting tools would just be like... actually, I'll jump back because we started listing off all the analysis tools. Anytime you do a crawl of the site, you can grab all that stuff. You can grab and figure out the impressions and clicks and average rank for the different pages. And one of the best uses for that is if you're doing a site migration, you can go through and figure out if from your crawl, it'll grab all of the URLs from your sitemap, it'll grab them from Google Search Console. And for some of those systems, you can actually connect Google Analytics. So now you have this tool crawling all of those URLs and then helping you do a comparison to figure out, you know, on our current site, we are getting traffic to these 20 pages that are not in our sitemap. We have no way to get to them through a crawl, but yet Analytics is showing it. Are they a landing page that paid search uses? No. Okay. Are they a landing page that, you know, PR or social uses? No. What are they? There's some page from the site from, you know, 5 years ago that no one knows exists. And you can get to that data through these different tools. But it'll bring in all this different data from Google Search Console and Google Analytics and help you do this really content audit. There's so many tools like that now. And there's also ones then about reporting. And I talk about one of the ones I use is Analytics Edge. If you've ever used Supermetrics, it's very similar, but honestly, it's much, much cheaper. It's probably not nearly as robust. A better equivalent might be, I don't know if you've ever used this one, SEO Tools for Excel. It's an older tool.
I haven't used that one.
No?
No.
Both Analytics Edge and SEO Tools for Excel, obviously, works in Excel. I also found a really cool free one. It's Search Analytics for Sheets. And one, it's free. So if you're looking for a quick way to grab data out of Search Console that is not does not require you to go into the GUI, click filters, you know, this is a report that you want to run every week. Mm-hmm. This Search Analytics for Sheets is free.
Oh, wow.
and it taps into the API. One of the things that is interesting and scary and sad is that for a long time, we only had 3 months worth of data. Yeah. We get 16 months now, but if you were to try to do a year over year, you still can't. So, and the other problem with the website version of the Google Search Console is that you only get 1,000 rows. So for a decently large site, you can have 1,000 keywords driving traffic to a single page, let alone your entire site. And if you have, say, I don't even know how many, like, how many pages do you think are on Avalanche? A few hundred at least?
Oh, definitely.
With blog posts and...
I mean, everything else. We're approaching 1,000, if not hitting it.
Say you guys have something with tracking parameters, or Google finds weird URLs. You can only spit out the top 1,000 URLs.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
And I mean, and you're not even like, and, you know, you and not I are like, big,
yeah.
That's not even a large site.
Nope.
Like we just talked about it. The other day, or one of the other things we just did was we just talked about how we have 150 or so podcasts now. Mm-hmm. That's not including all of the navigation. I mean, our little podcast has probably close to 400 or 500 pages from 2 or 3 years. So 1,000 pages is not a lot, but it only gives you 1,000 keywords. The API, which uses Google Sheets, gives you 5,000. So right there, you can schedule, and actually the search analytics for Sheets actually allows you to schedule it. You can schedule it for Sunday night or Monday morning, you know, Monday after, sometime after midnight, and do, well, because of the delay, you'd probably want to wait and maybe do like Saturday to Friday. So that way by Monday morning, you can at least get the last 7 days worth, but not that last weekend, and look at it and go, okay, week over week, are we up, or year over year, are we up? And just have it run for you. But then you'd always have the data, and you'd come in fresh on Monday, look at the data, and you can move on. It's a simple little tool that I didn't know about until about 3 weeks ago.
That's cool.
But there's just like the amount of data that you can pull. And then I just saw a talk over the weekend about Python and all the different stuff you can do. And there's tons of, I know Matt, you don't read everything, but I'm sure that one of the things you see most popping up lately, even if you don't pay attention to like SE Journal and Search Engine Land and stuff, it's usually Google Core update and how everyone is a data scientist using Python now.
Yeah. I see a lot of that.
Like, I swear I see that all the time, but there's a reason behind it, because with just a little bit of Python, you can create an in-house tool that basically pulls this data in. Now there becomes more complicated. Where do you store it and how do you retrieve it and, you know, dig into it. But, you know, my talk does cover about some of those. You can use Power BI, you can use Tableau, you can use, you know, Excel. There's some other different tools you can use, but with a little bit of Python, and I'll drop some links in to this into the write-up, but there's a couple of people that have gone out of their way to create simple scripts that anyone, even a non-coder, can use.
That's great.
So, you know, none of us should really be limited with that 1,000 rows of output from Google Search Console. There's 5,000 rows. We should be trying to get as much data as possible. And yes, I do like data a lot. So to a point, the more the merrier. Sometimes it's too much. But,
yeah.
You know, if you have even a 3,000 page site, you know, if you were to look in Google Search Console, which drives me crazy, Google, by the way, if you have 25,404s or 25,301s or 20,000 pages with an error, if Google somehow finds this weird fake made up like URL and it creates thousands and thousands of them, until you get all of those fixed and wait, you never know what those other ones are because it'll only show you 1,000 at a time.
Oh, yeah.
So one tip that I don't know if I talked about in the presentation, but I'll drop here, is create multiple Google Search Consoles for your site. Huh. I know people that have created up to 1,000 for a site.
Wow.
So if you have a popular piece of content, create a Google Search Console for it so you can get the 5,000 keywords or 1,000 keywords. With the API, you probably don't have to do it to that extent, but a lot of times, just to let other people have access to the data, if you have internal people or writers or product owners, create one just for that product if you have a folder. And then they have access to it, and they have access to the technical data too. So you can tell them that, you know, hey, when you changed the URLs last week on the last release, you guys didn't fix this stuff. And you can just monitor it that way. But that would be my one tip that I probably forgot to mention during my presentation.
And there you guys
and
go.
That is create
here.
What's that?
I said, there you guys go. Our listeners got it here.
Yeah. Create multiple accounts. I've done it before for blogs, different articles, categories. We once had a couple pages that crushed it just across wide ranges of keywords. I would create a Google Search Console just for that page.
Wow. Good tip.
So that anytime we wanted to, because there was no API really at the time, we could always get the data. But I also just wanted access to knowing if there was ever a problem with that page, that just that page would show up and that I could just debug just that page and not have to sort through 500 under URLs that are having issues. So for us, the most important product pages, the most important content pages or directories got their own. And I think we ended up with like 15, 20. Hmm. We probably could have gone crazy, but no one checked them other than myself and one other person.
Gotcha. Well, any final thoughts on this?
If you don't look at Google Search Console once a month or so, schedule a time, like 30 minutes every 2 weeks, just to dig in. And do the same for Google Analytics, honestly. You know, maybe once a week, look at one of them. Dig into the data for a category of your site or a page type or a template of your site. Take a look at either the errors or, you know, make sure that nothing is being flagged as by content or there's no hacks or any, like, I don't know. There's all sorts of different things you can look at, but take a look once a week or once every 2 weeks or at least once a month just to make sure that, you know, the emails being sent are being seen, because sometimes when there's errors and stuff, it'll send you an email. And if that email is not going to someone and no one's looking at it, you might have some major problems with your site that no one really pays attention to.
Yeah, that's a good tip right there. Very cool. All right. Well, guys, just giving you a reminder before we sign off, if you enjoy these episodes, make sure you go to Google Play and give us a 5-star rating. Love to hear your feedback. As always, just reach out to us. For Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and thank you guys for listening to another one of these episodes. Bye, guys.
Bye.